This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
In the paper it said I told a lady that I was going to rip her head off and clean the ice with it. I mean, come on, that's disgusting. Besides that, I'm not a terrorist. That's like ISIS stuff. They use knives. She's like putting me out worse.
Who's back in rehab?
Freaking I seen smoke flying through the wall. And I said, look it. The house is on fire.
And who's hitting who?
I was just saying it 3 rainstorms ago. Is that all you got? Well, you had a little bit more for me. Kaboom!
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by our friends at TJ Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen, NMLS 2239. We've known for quite some time now Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are getting a divorce, right?
That's right. Is it not happened yet?
Still locked in negotiating the settlement of the multi-million dollar divorce. It does seem like it's a lot simpler if only one side has money.
Yeah. How long has this one been dragging on?
Oh, man, it's been a while. So they've asked the court for more time to get all the financials worked out. Now, according to new legal documents obtained by The Blast, Pitt and Jolie have not been able to agree on exactly how to split up their vast fortune.
They both have a lot of money, though, right?
They both have a ton of money. Angelina Jolie agreed on extending the time, and a stipulation order was put in place to extend appointment of privately compensated temporary judge. Now, we're told that one of the sticking points was what to do with the couple's winery in France.
Isn't that always a problem? Mean, that is the trickiest part of any divorce, right?
It really is why Maggie and I stayed together, is because we couldn't decide what to do with the winery.
Yeah, now, you just never know.
Winery, Miraval, which was purchased by the couple in 2011 for a reported $60 million. Now, the sources say the plan was to pass down the 500-acre chateau down to their kids to own and operate. Now, both hugely successful, earning millions of dollars each year. But they're trying to figure this out. Now, the couple has agreed to a customary arrangement for the 6 kids. They said that's going smoothly, but they have not figured out financially how to do this. I would just say, look, let me take mine. You take yours. Let's just split the winery down the middle.
Why don't we sell the winery for cash?
You take the whites. I don't want to stereotype, but you take the white wines. I'll take the red wines.
You would.
I would.
I would assume he's got more money, though, because, you know, Hollywood's always pro-men.
Yeah. Probably so.
I think he's done a lot better work, too, to be honest with you. Although she is talented. Weird, though.
She's been through a couple of divorces, too, though, right?
She's with Billy Bob Thornton, right?
I know
right?
three for a fact.
Was Billy Bob Thornton the one that wore her blood around his neck?
Johnny Lee Miller, Billy Bob Thornton.
His blood?
Yeah. Brad Pitt, yeah.
How many marriages for him?
At least 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So Juliette Lewis, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie.
So Jennifer and Brad were actually married?
Yeah.
Oh. I should pay attention.
And Gwyneth Paltrow. He's at least 4.
Oof.
So, see, this isn't the first slice of the pie for these folks.
You know, to me, Brad Pitt's a guy that just doesn't need to get married.
Well, apparently, he's not very good at it.
How about this girl? L.A. Ryder goes on. How many dates do you think you could go on one weekend?
One weekend?
Yeah. Oh, I'd think 3 would be excessive.
I think this is the record. It's got to be.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, and the fourth meal.
Well, this is a Cosmopolitan writer, Gabby Conti. She defied all odds by scheduling herself 30 dates in L.A. in just 3 days.
3 days. That does seem like a lot. Yeah.
She did this for the Cosmo Video Diaries YouTube series. Dunaway, you seen it yet?
I have not. But I bet one of the guys said, you know, I just feel like you're somewhere else.
Basically, you got to have to be. Quote, I'm attempting to go on 30 dates in 3 days. She was left exhausted by the entire weekend and even confessed at one point to no longer wanting to speak about, quote, what she did for fun anymore with the different men she met. Now, there were some potential wins out of the 30 dates, but also a number of misses. The writer did learn some lessons from her 3 days packed full with dates, even though it potentially was not the result she expected.
As Pat Dye told us earlier, Lance, it was harder on the first date than it was on the 30th date.
It's true.
If you just did an hour date, And then if you do the commute, I mean, you're looking at 45 hours. You're looking at 2 days just to do an hour date and commute.
Well, that's 30 times you're talking about what you do for a living,
yeah,
how your upbringing was.
Where do you see yourself yeah, in 5 years?
What do you want to be? What do you look for in a guy?
Okay, of the 30 how times. Many do you think she got naked with? I've got it here.
I mean, she doesn't have much time.
Here.
She doesn't have much time. She's going to 30. I'd say very few.
Yeah.
I don't need much time there, bro.
She'd have to streak through some of these dates.
Wait for the headline here. A full beaver moon is coming in November. You guys know anything about the beaver moon?
You know, I have not followed the beaver moon.
Now, Brown, the beaver moon is the name of the first and typically the only full moon of the November lunar cycle.
So if we only get one full moon in November, it's a beaver moon?
Now, its meaning is said to have originated with the Algonquin people and was eventually adapted by European colonists in North America. Now, November used to be the time for putting down beaver traps in anticipation of cold winter months. It's usually the last month before swamps and lakes freeze up over north, and therefore it was the last month to stock up on warm beaver furs.
I got me one.
Beaver moon is set to appear November 12, 2019. Mark that down on the calendar.
Those things are elusive. The beaver moon.
This is not good. An Arizona man was willing to go to extreme lengths to get his noisy upstairs neighbors to pipe down. Ended up in critical condition at the hospital because of it.
The neighbors did or that guy did?
That guy.
Uh-oh.
So when I first read this, I just assumed his neighbors beat him down after he complained. Didn't go like that. According to the Arizona Republic, the man first went upstairs Sunday night, banged on his neighbor's door. When that didn't work, went back home, pulled out a gun. That's when he decided to fire multiple shots at his ceiling. Probably not a good news or a good move.
Just see if you can hit anybody.
Well, one of them ended up striking him in the face, which I don't understand how that happened.
Bounced back.
Ricochet.
Yeah, ricochet. Needed a stronger gun. Couldn't get through the ceiling.
What kind of ceiling does he have?
What kind of neighbors does he have? What kind of temper does he have?
Turns out concrete, Lance. It's bad idea.
He flies off the handle, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'd say he's got a temper.
We've got a driver involved in a crash in Palm Bay, Florida, is accused of offering the victim free food from Chili's if the victim did not call officers to the scene. Now, that would keep me away.
Let me think of that.
I have to eat with you because it's a equal or lesser value.
I could get my car fixed or have Chili's.
Police said the driver of a silver Nissan Altima told officers he was hit by a silver convertible. Investigators said the victim told police the driver of the convertible offered him free food from Chili's if he would not contact officers about the crash. Now, the victim told police the passenger of the convertible threatened to beat him up if he did not drop the incident.
I want my baby back.
So I get my ass kicked and Chili's.
If I just asked you guys on the fly, Ranker.com has ranked their 10 best TV game show hosts of all time.
Oh, Alex Trebek. Solid number one.
It's got to be number one.
So would you say Trebek, like, without the illness right now?
No, absolutely. He's terrific. The illness has nothing to do with it. I think Trebek 1, Bob Barker 2.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Bob Barker 2.
Richard Karn, Family Feud.
Richard Dawson.
Richard Karn.
Richard Karn, okay. Too. A lot of people did it.
Yeah. Who was the dude that hung himself?
Ray Combs.
Ray Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say Richard Dawson's in the top five.
Didn't make the list.
Yeah, Combs did not make the list. Okay, here we go. Number 10, it is a Family Feud host. And I've heard back and forth on this guy. I think he's a funny guy. I loved him as an original king of comedy, but Steve Harvey is number 10.
Yeah, I like Steve Harvey a lot.
Number 9, Monty Hall from Let's Make a Deal.
I remember Monty.
Also Beat the Clock in Split Second.
Ma'am, do you have, you win the prize if you have a paperclip in your purse. Do you have a paperclip in your purse?
They used to have to pick the door, and sometimes there was a goat behind the door. You remember that?
Yeah.
Number 8, Alan Ludden from Future World or Password.
Password.
Don't remember much about that.
Number 7, probably more famous for other things, but Dick Clark for $10,000 Pyramid.
Oh, yeah. He was good on that, though. Yeah, I liked it when they couldn't solve it and he'd step in and give clues. You remember that?
Burritos.
Yeah.
But, you know, sadly, and you guys probably feel the same. I mean, I don't think American Bandstand. I think about his, you know, countdown of the ball and barely being able to speak.
Yeah. Yep. Late in his life, it got tough to watch.
Number 6, Bob Eubanks from Newlywed Game and Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Where's the weirdest place you ever made, Whoopi?
In your dressing room, Bob.
With your wife, Bob.
This isn't the Today Show, Rockstar.
Number 5 on the list is Gene Rayburn from The Match Game and Tic-Tac-Toe.
Oh, Tic-Tac-Toe, I used to like when I was a kid. I liked that show.
Number 4, Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune.
Very good. I was going to say him.
Very consistent.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah, he's good, though, man. He's had a good long run, he and Manna.
Number 3, by far, you know, we talk about who your favorite James Bond was. My favorite Family Feud host was Richard Dawson at number 3.
Yep.
Could not get away with the antics.
Like the kissing, man.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. You put one right on my cheek.
You think he ever got herpes?
Simplex. Yeah.
Simplex One.
Yeah, Simplex One. I'm just talking about from the mouth to mouth.
Right. It could have happened. Yeah. Yep.
Number two on this list is Bob Barker.
Yep, we nailed it. We nailed it.
Right. And do you think
skinny microphone?
Trebek did not make the list.
No, he did. He's got to be
number one.
He's the GOAT.
So anticlimactic.
Best ever.
Follow the show on Instagram @JocksRoundtable.